Mike, how do you handle the schedule this week, just with the Saturday game and how you work the guys?
No, frankly, we're still working through the transportation. It looks like we're going to have to stay on a normal week. There was a goal to go out there Thursday. I don't think that's going to happen. So we have not finalized our plans, but we'll take the players. Huh? Excuse me. Well, just something. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, and there's other things going on in the city. So it's not about just going out there and, you know, just grabbing a couple hotel rooms. There's a lot more to it, and the training and how we prepare for a game. There's just a lot of thought that goes into that. So we're going to do what's best for our football team for preparation. And anytime you're going through a week preparation, there's always stress points, whether it's the length of travel, where you stay, if you practice out there, whether you practice here. So I usually have two plans this time of year, and we're in the process of completing it.
Mike, do the outcomes of games after you do certain things have any impact in whether you decide to do anything again? Like, you go to San Francisco, you guys play well, you win. The two times that you've left early flights and then practiced that day when you got to the destination were the two worst games you've had this season. Do you consider that as, you know, possible cause and effect, or is that just...
Well, I just go back to my last statement. The stress points in your travel and pressure in preparation are important. So you go through the times we left earlier, our preparation and where we practice, how we practice, the execution of the transportation to the practice in Seattle was excellent. I love the old stadium. It rained. It was a perfect preparation for that game. So regardless of how the outcome is, the preparation portion of it, we hit the target. San Francisco, the San Jose State setup and the convenience of it and all that, I thought that was excellent. So Stanford was a good setup. Denver was stressful. High school fit. I mean, so those are the kind of things you look at. We went to Scottsdale Community College, which was a good setup. But the mechanics of how everything's laid out in Phoenix, everything's a 30-minute, 45-minute ride. So, I mean, you look at all those things, and that's important because it is about flow. It's about energy and how where you spend your time and where are the stress points.
Like, what's your practice schedule like for the week? How do you fit 6 days, or 4 days of work?
We're going to give them the 2 days to get their bodies back. I think that's number one as far as a priority. So we'll work tomorrow. The players will be in the weight room in the morning, strength and conditioning, and then we'll meet as a team at noon, and then we'll install normal D&D and third down tomorrow. So, and we'll stay up here in the meetings. We will not practice tomorrow, but we'll practice Wednesday. It'll be abbreviated Wednesday. We'll practice Thursday. It'll be abbreviated Thursday, and then we'll have a normal Friday with Saturday practice on Friday, and probably fly out then. So, or we'll go out there Thursday night and do the Friday schedule in Phoenix.
Just the fact that you have 6 days, is there some benefit to the fact you're playing a team you played 2 weeks ago?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, really just coming in, watching the Seattle game and going back and watching our game and going back and going through the cut-ups and just identifying some things. Frankly, from an offensive standpoint, because of the way the second half went, we still have a lot of, we have a lot of offense left from the first game that we never got to. So I guess there is a silver lining in that. But, yes, we'll be ready.
Is that the most important thing this time of year, is keeping bodies fresh and being on field prep and everything else?
A healthier football team is, I would think, the highest or definitely one of the highest priorities each and every week. And obviously in the playoffs, it's very important.
Mike, is there something to have been learned from playing a team that you don't regularly play, the Cardinals, from having played them earlier in the season? Can you get a feel for them from that game?
I think you definitely get a feel from a team when you play them later in the season, as we did with the Cardinals, as opposed to if we played, Seattle or someone early in the season, because, things change a lot from week two to week 16 or 15. So, I think the fact of the matter, I would think both teams feel the same way. Their preparation against each other is still relatively fresh. So I don't know if that's an advantage or not, but it's fresh.
David was listed as questionable each of the past 2 weeks. Was he closer to being able to get on the field yesterday, and what's your optimistic level for him maybe this week?
Well, I'm hopeful it'll go this week, and really we won't know until we get on the field Wednesday, so that'll be a big day for us.
I know Jordy hasn't been able to play, but what has his impact been on this team, even though he hasn't been on the field this season?
You know, we've had some players that have had season-ending injuries, and and what we've found is it's very important to keep them here, you know, just to know you want them to know that they're still part of it, and we feel that our care that we give here is as good or better than they can get anywhere in the country. So, I mean, and that's probably the most important. They all approach it differently. I know Sam Barrington is off, you know, on the same boat, and he's been very appreciative of that and has it expressed that. Jordy's taking it to another level. I mean, it's almost like he's going through two-a-days. I mean, he's in there all the time, and he's taking advantage to, you know, of this time, and it frankly looks like he could play. I mean, that's how far ahead he is of the game. But the other part of it, he's always around the teammates. He's in every meeting. You'd never know that Jordy wasn't playing, just the way he's approached it, and that's been a huge benefit for us.
Has he been to the other guys?
It's been a huge benefit for us and the other guys.
Despite the short work week, though, I mean, is there still that adrenaline rush because it is the postseason, it is the playoffs?
The adrenaline rush? I mean, today's a game plan day for the coaches. Frankly, outside of the game, this is probably my favorite day. You know, I love the meetings. I love the video, the interaction, the ideas, and ultimately filtering, you know, what's going to go in and what doesn't. So, Aaron's been very, very much involved the last couple of weeks. So that's fun having him in the room. So that, you know, it's once you get the head coach back in the room, the meetings go an hour longer, and then you get the quarterback in there another 2 hours longer. So it's that part of it's fun. But our guys feel good about themselves. It's important for them to step away today. There's been a number of guys that have been in early to get their workouts in.